Hello and welcome back to Midday Bach. It is October 7th, 2019. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and before we begin today's show, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. Today is actually Yo-Yo Ma's birthday, the famous cellist from Paris, France. So today, the first half of our show is going to feature a bunch of works performed by Yo-Yo Ma, obviously on the cello, from Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata 1 and Sonata 2 in G major and D major for the cello and harpsichord. Then at the half hour, as our longtime listeners will know, we will have the 15 inventions. As we start today's show, we will be listening to Sonata in G major, or Sonata number 1 in G major. The first movement, Adagio. So, welcome to Midday Bach. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Was the Allegro Ma Non Tanto. As we continue, that was the second movement in Sonata No. 1 in G major. This is now movement number 3, Andante.
Thank you.
Was the end of Sonata Number 1, and that was the Allegro Moderato. We now move into Sonata Number 2 in D major, starting with the, again, Adagio.
Thank you.
And that was the first Allegro within Sonata Number 2. Now we move on to the third movement, Andante.
Thank you.
Was the final movement in Sonata No. 2 in D major. It was again in Allegro. And now at the half hour, before we begin the 15 inventions, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Midday Bach, and I am your host, Ethan Semendinger. And now let's begin the 15 inventions. So, long-time listeners of the show know at the half hour we like to take a brief minute or two to introduce what happened in today in history, highlighted by an invention that was either patented or invented or discovered on this day in history. We do this to Johann Sebastian Bach's 15 inventions. This week is number 4 in D minor. So on this day in history, in the year 1975, patent number 3,909,854 was granted to Mr. Ysidro M. Martinez for a knee implant prosthesis. Also in the year 1918, the Georgia Tech football team defeated Cumberland College by a score of 222-0. They rushed for 978 yards and never threw a single pass. That is the greatest college football victory ever recorded. Also on today in history, in the year 1777, during the American Revolution, the Second Battle of Saratoga began. Now, the 15 inventions finished a bit early, but I figured, why not mention the American Revolution? As we head into the second half hour, or the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, I guess, is actually the correct way to say that, we are now moving into Jacques Offenbach's La Pericole, or Pericole. Not French. Again, as every week, I try to pronounce this very foreign music to me. Unfortunately, I have very bad with language. But this is an opera. I don't normally play operas, but the second song after the introduction will give way into today's bottom of the hour theme. So thank you all for listening. This is Jacques Offenbach's La Pericole. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Offenbach's opera. Now, before we play our next song by Johannes Brahms called the Academic Festival Overture, this does actually have a great story behind it. During the summer of 1880, the University of Breslau decided that they would award Brahms an honorary doctorate in philosophy. Upon receiving notification, Brahms decided to write them a very nice letter, to which one of the people at the school, conductor Bernard Schultz, who nominated him for the honorary degree, told him that he needed to write a symphony or an overture to celebrate the momentous occasion. Brahms, who, according to Wikipedia, was known to be a curmudgeonly joker, decided that he would instead create, and I quote, "a very boisterous potpourri of student drinking songs." If you didn't know the theme by now, and if you didn't know Offenbach's opera was about a person drinking wine and hiccuping throughout the performance, that is the theme for this week, is classical drinking songs. Usually you'd see them more as sea shanties or classical country music, but yeah, even your classical composers from before the 1900s would quite enjoy a nice drink as they would compose very beautiful music. So here is Brahms's Academic Festival Overture, a very joking song set about to annoy a professor. Enjoy. And now we move into the final movement in today's show, called the Champagne Gallop by Danish composer Hans Christian Lumbye. Again, you can tell that we are looking for music that relates to the world of alcoholic beverages this week, with the Champagne Gallop finishing up today's Midday Bach. Enjoy. Now, you may be wondering why this week we decided to look at classical music in the style of pertaining to alcoholic beverages. It's actually a very simple reason. This Friday is my 21st birthday, and I decided that it would be interesting to see if there was any music that was related to the enjoyment of beverages for people 21 or older in the United States of America. So that was Midday Bach, as we are at the top of the hour. I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. I have been your host, Ethan Semendinger. Thank you so much for listening to Midday Bach this week. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Monday.